God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we're just so thankful that you've brought us here this day. Now, Lord, there seems to be a groaning here today. And God, you know every heart. You know every life, Lord. You know the trial because in ages past you knew that we had to have it. Now, Lord, let us just rest as they sang today. Let us rest in you. Let us rest and put all confidence in the very grace and love and mercy of God, which is there in abundance for each and every one of us. Now, Lord, as a people, may we go before, boldly before the throne of grace this morning. Lord, we're needy. Sure we are, Lord, but we're here to obtain mercy. You're here to give it. You're here to give grace, and thank God you bestow it. Now, Lord, let us be bold and come in there and receive from you this day, not because of any goodness. We don't have any of it, Lord. It's all from you. And thanks be to God that you've called us freely this morning. You've called us sons, and hallelujah, we're here, your children. We sit, and Lord, feed us and grow us up in you. May we magnify your Son, Father. May we magnify your Son, Father. May the Spirit anoint, and we thank you and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, brothers and sisters, if you'd open up your Bibles, we'll go to Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. That's Hebrews chapter 11. So thankful to God again that He's given us these glorious mothers. And I believe what we can all say by His grace, what they've all meant to us, the nurturing, the encouragement, the leading, and as was mentioned earlier, I believe that the men and women we sit here today are so greatly attributed to the godly moms and the mothers that we have had. And it's in that thought, the Lord so sweetly dealt with me, I'd heard Brother Hill mention it many times before, we're going to glory today in the mother of us all, the mother of us all, grace. God's grace. The all-powerful, always present, always faithful, never ending, unmerited love and favor of God, and so, so much more. So much more. I've heard people trying to argue, what a bunch of knuckleheads. Well, this is what the grace of God is, and this is what the definition is. Let me tell you something. You could never define the grace of God. Get over it. Just realize it. It's His unmerited favor, unmerited love. Praise God, and how wonderful. It'll never be exhausted. It's something that we could never fully explain. And in the ages to come, the Bible tells us, in the ages to come. And I'm telling you, ages, you haven't seen nothing yet. They talk billions and trillions. What's a number to God? Come on now. We're talking Alpha. Alpha. It's not the beginning. It's just beginning. Come on. In the ages to come, He's going to show forth the exceeding riches of His grace. And I sit there every morning and said, Lord, I believe I'm living that right now. And He says to me, son, you haven't seen anything yet. And it's going to be in His loving kindness to us. And praise God, all brought forth by the one and only Jesus Christ. So I can't sit still today thinking about that. Praise His name. But let's get in here to Hebrews chapter 11 and read this wonderful word. And we'll pick it up in verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have after received for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. That's what faith is. Do you know that? You just don't know, but you know He knows. So you know, and you go. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. See, it's strange to our flesh. A lot of times this promise we're living in, isn't it? So how could this be promising? I'll tell you. Well, if it's strange, praise God, we're halfway there. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Amen. Therefore sprang there even of one and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Please go over with me to verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Now, what a marvelous and precious story. I'm sure many of you have read the story in Genesis many times over, and how wonderful. And what a precious story here specifically this day of a precious mom. And so precious, matter of fact, was this mother Sarah that she is arguably maybe the greatest testimony or type of the grace of God in the Bible. She is a woman that found favor with God, and through her and through the promises of God, he brought forth his earthly people, the Jew, through this wondrous woman. And it's in that grace, praise his name, the Lord is encouraged this week to point out just a few of these wonderful blessings that grace brought her. And it's not something that we just look in the past about. I hope we understand and realize today that it's this same grace that's offered to us this morning. And I'm going to tell you an even better thing. Isn't that just amazing for us? Praise the Lord. So let's just really allow the Lord to lock us into this morning. Praise be to God. But first, as you read this, it just thrilled my heart to think God just chose them. He just chose them. God just chose you. Amen. Now, he saw your heart in ages past. I want you to understand whom he foreknew, he predestinated. So he foreknew that there was a heart in this sweet lady, and God just chose her. He just picked her out. He said, I'm going to show favor on you. It wasn't based upon their works. It wasn't based upon their goodness. It wasn't based upon anything that they had done. Matter of fact, some other ones seem to have done some more special things, maybe prior to this time, but God chose them and God chose that family. God had a plan for them. God had a specific plan for Abraham and for Sarah. And the plan began separating them from their own family. Isn't that amazing? You think, well, Lord, how could that be? I've got a loving family here. We're all together. We're feeling good. Well, do you want God's promise? Do you want God's promise? Well, by the grace of God, receive from him and move with God. That's what it's going to be. It's just like sweet Rebecca. She knew that she had such a loving family there. But when Eliezer came to visit with her about his master and how wonderful this man was, let me tell you something. She lighted up on the camel. She lighted off the camel. That girl was ready to go. And even though the family said, well, honey, don't you just want to spend a little more time with us? You know what? She didn't even say no offense. I really am expecting to see someday. I love it. I praise the Lord. The Lord will show us this maybe in exceeding riches of his grace. How she just sat on that camel and was hollering at Eliezer to get on the camel. Let's get it going. Quit talking to my family. I want to see my bridegroom. Amen. I want to see my bridegroom, brothers and sisters. And let me tell you something. That'll spark fervor and fervent love in your life. And I believe, even though some might think, well, let me tell you something. See, faith, a lot of times, people, when they don't understand it, they'll think that you're being arrogant. They really are. I'm not being arrogant. When you know something, you just know. Amen? I know. Praise God. I know my name. My name is Jesse. Would you think that I'm arrogant? I hope not that way. I just know that's my name. I was born with that name. Well, you know what? I know that there's a calling going out right now. And he is looking. He's searching like that merchant for that goodly pearl. And he's out there looking. And he's given and sold all that he had to get her. And praise be to God, I know. And I know that that calling is not just for me. It's for you. It's for God's precious people everywhere. If we'll just come to it. And that's not being arrogant. That's just receiving grace. That's just receiving grace. That's as being as humble as you could ever be. Because to see something like that, you got to see the wretch that you are. And to understand completely and fully, Lord, I am nothing. You're everything. And this is the incredible loving God that I have that wants to make me one, oh my goodness, one as a husband and wife with his son. My, oh my. All right. But here you go. He blessed them. And he blessed them as he first separated even from their family. And I love this. As he chose them, he said to Abram, he said, you know what? I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you a great name. And then I love how God says it. And you're going to bless me. You're going to receive my grace. See, that's what it is. That's how we, in a sense, bless God. The glory coming up from the cherubim. The glory coming up from us today. Praise the Lord. Is when we receive his grace. I have confidence. Dear God, I'm affixed on the blood. I knew it all come from that. And that's where it all comes from. It's all in your son. And I know that that faith pleases the Father. Isn't that awesome? I could give all my money to the poor. I could give my life over and be put up and killed for somebody. You might think that's great, but if I have the love of God, it profited me nothing. Absolutely zip. And if I did it in meriting anything from the Lord in that, oh, how costly. Oh, my goodness. Self-righteousness, just flee from me. Get away. God, I realize that it's only going to be in your Son. The only good, the only loving, the only profitable, the only reward is all in your Son. And it's all already here, so it's all been done. Now, how much are you going to receive? Do you see how simple the gospel is? Showing up. Here we are, praise God. And I'm ready to receive. You're going to pour it all in. You're going to give it all to me. See, he'd been a respecter of person because I know there's many more people capable than me. And believe it or not, for some of you, there's somebody more capable than you. And now we'll just get over all of it. None of us are capable for anything but sin and death, naturally. Come on. See, you came in here to get all pumped up. God forbid I'd flatter you with death like that. I'm bringing the words of life by the grace of God. He'll bring you something that's forever. It's all in Jesus. It's all in Jesus. Oh my goodness, what's in Jesus? And we're someday going to, he's going to show it all. And for him to show it all, it's never going to end. I just can't imagine. But here he goes on. He said, not only going to be a blessing to me, son, I'm going to bless them that bless you. Amen. Do you realize that you bless people just by receiving the things of God? Yes, as it rains upon you, even the sinner that needs a little bit of rain, it'll rain on them. If they just get their eyes open to it. Yep, amen. And I'm going to curse them that curse you. And in thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And yet you go on to the 40th verse of this 11th chapter and it goes to say, and better things for us. Come on. Oh, my goodness. And some better thing for us. You think, how could it be any better than what Abram got? What Sarah got? Oh, it was so awesome what they had. And it is. And it's beyond anything you could ever imagine. But I believe the word of God. And he said, and some better thing for us. Oh, my. Sitting on a gold mine, brothers and sisters. Oh, my goodness. Now, I know that our first natural instinct in reading this, really, and it would be, you'd have to think, well, this was some incredible couple here. This had to be a very good man, and this had to be a naturally sweet lady. These were trusting in the Lord couple, you know. That's why God found favor on them. But I really will take you right back to that story. After the Lord so greatly, incredibly called and blessed and chose Abraham, he immediately turtled up in faith as he went under the hand of the Lord and there given his wife right over to Pharaoh. Huh? And he loved that woman. You know how he loved her. And she was beautiful. And I ask you, men that really love their wives here today, I believe that you would not give up your wife. I'm glad there's a quiet there. You know, when you say things like that, sometimes you wonder. No, I'm just teasing. I have to stop. Oh, my goodness. I have had fun in the Lord this morning, and I pray that His love constrains me. All right. But, here he goes, and the most treasured thing to him, he's concerned for his own life. And he says, here, take her. Come on now. He wasn't that great of a guy. And there's Sarah, as sweet a woman that she is, and has this wonderful calling, and seeing what God has done so sweetly for him, she thinks that it's going to be better to hurry the plan along, and she's not going to wait for God. And so she says, you know what? I'm going to help God out. I'm going to help him. Now, come on. I know none of you have ever been there. I have, but you haven't. But I'm going to help God out. I'm going to try to hurry this along a little bit. And I'm going to give my handmaid right over to my husband. And he's going to go ahead and give us a son. And you know what son was brought from that? Ishmael. Okay. And Ishmael is still with us today. Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Could you imagine if he wasn't in that, and if that wasn't his plan, an allowance under his will? Oh my. Oh my. And except I shorten those days, there would be no flesh left upon this earth. And that's what helping God out does. Uh-huh. It does. In case you're a bit slow to understanding here, God doesn't need any help. God doesn't need any help. God doesn't need any help. He's got it under control. See, when we get in there and we try to help, brothers and sisters, instead of us apprehending grace, the only thing we really bring in there is bondage and flesh and sin and condemnation, self-condemnation, all of those different things that man brings in there. But I am so thankful that I can stand here with you today and say, thank you, Lord, for your grace. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the grace of God that never gave up on me. It never gave up on my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Grace never quits. Grace doesn't quit. You may think that you're going to quit on grace. You may ignore it. You may reject it. You may deny it. But you cannot escape. You cannot escape the grace of God. Hallelujah. You can't. You cannot escape it. Aren't you thankful?
Amen.
Never left. It's always there. You think you can turn from it? You turn around and it's right there.
Hallelujah.
And all I do is I pray for my own life. I pray for yours. May we wake up to the grace of God. Just see how utterly and completely unchanging His love and favor is. He loves you. I see mothers and grandmothers there today, and I know you young people know this, that your mom loves you and she's never quit loving you. That can't even be compared with the love from the grace of God. It can't. It's so much more. It's not even worthy to be compared. And the only love that your mother really has for you came from God Himself anyways. Oh my goodness. Just like another light went on in my life. Just how much it is. How much you love me. How much you love me.
Hallelujah.
My, oh my. The grace of God. Nothing's more powerful than the grace of God. It put our Savior upon that cross. It caused Him to give up the ghost and freely die for me. It caused Him to be made sin for you. For you who knew no sin. Grace rose Him from the grave. Praise God. And grace today, if you're a child of the King, you're not seated here. You're seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ Jesus. And grace, perhaps, if it is fully apprehended by grace, may just place you right in the midst of His throne someday. Isn't that awesome? The grace of God. See, it's never stopped. It was the very beginning. And it is Omega. It's the end. It never stops. It has no end. It's just always there. My goodness. The rest that we have in that. The peace. Oh, praise be to God for that. It's all about us, brothers and sisters. But it is our choice. Are we going to believe Him? But see, grace, brothers and sisters, caused Abram and Sarah to believe in God. When all natural instinct was, and all that natural instinct could give them was to say, give up, grace assured them in faith. Grace counted God faithful. Grace reminded them that nothing is hard for God. Is grace reminding you that this morning? Has grace reminded you that there's nothing hard for God? No matter what circumstance tells you, no matter what your mind might be thinking this morning, you sit here a child of God today, and let me tell you something. You have never left His hand. You have never left His hand. Your standing, brothers and sisters, has never changed. I looked at it like this as He was showing me. Son, you're in my hand. Praise God. The very moment that you accepted me as Christ. How perfect and wonderful that was. I was sitting right there in a pasture green. There was hand in pasture green. Oh, it was so awesome. But very quickly thereafter, hand in pasture green turned over to hand in the midst of a furnace. But what's the difference? I'm in His hand. It never changed. Amen. It's never changed. On the mountaintop, I'm in His hand. In the valley, I'm in His hand. In the lion's den, I'm in His hand. Before the Pharaohs, I'm in His hand. A slave in Egypt, I'm in His hand. And what can pluck them out of my hand? Huh? Nothing. And why is that? Because His hand is in the Father's hand. And no one is greater than my Father. Nobody's greater than my Father. Hallelujah. There's nothing greater than that. Come on, brothers and sisters. We really do need to get about believing God and His wondrous love and power in that love for us. Amen. And as we receive that and we let grace pour faith into our lives, your life will blossom. Your life will blossom. It's amazing. It'll blossom so much. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Now this is some awesome faith, brothers and sisters. This is what the grace of God can do. How many times have we confronted something and say, I can't believe God for that. I'm really having trouble with this. Receive the grace of God. Receive the grace of God. Have faith in the grace of God. It's not faith in my faith. He gave it to me. It's His. I know I have kept the faith. By the grace of God, it says that. But again, it's by the grace of God. It's faith in the grace of God. And it moved this brother to be a mighty man. He was fully persuaded, it says in our text, there in verse 19, that God was able. That God was able. Is there anything that God is not able for? God was able to raise His Son up from death. I mean, that's amazing. And I see people facing some things. As Brother Paul said, pressed out of measure, despairing of his own life, or despairing for my child's life. But God is able. God is able. And by grace, brothers and sisters, are we learning to trust Him like that? Not that God will, or not that God would, but that God was able. I want you to listen to this. This is very important here. God was able. God was able is when we are convinced by grace to pray, if it be thy will. Amen? Stay with me now. If it be thy will. See, that's not hedging on an outcome. There'll be doubters and skeptics and say, oh yeah, you're just hedging yourself. Oh no. When I pray that if it be thy will, there's no hedging there. That's complete confidence in that my God is going to do that which is right. That my God is going to do that which is right. Come on. That my God is going to do that which is right. That's all He can do. That's all He will do. And by the grace of God, may our prayers today be, thou art able, if it be thy will. And brothers and sisters, I'm right there with you. I know that there are times, and we're in those times, where we are crying out to God, and we have thoughts, and we have desires, and we have times of very much so crying out to God. But may we learn to trust Him.
Yes,
don't go into the throne boldly, demanding from God. I cringe and I hurt when I hear preachers tell you that.
Amen.
Yes, you knock. And yes, you seek. And yes, you ask. And yes, you'll find. You'll find that He is able. Ask of God. Ask for the mercy to come. Ask for the mercy to bring your grace to your heart, and to be able to pray, if it be thy will.
Amen.
He knows your heart. I guarantee you, He knows what you want. But really, brothers and sisters, for Him to cause our heart to say, Lord, thy will be done. And see, I'm talking about thy will be done in, Lord, finish me. Finish me to the fully mature Son of God.
Yes,
make me ready. Don't let me miss this high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, let me by grace receive that the light affliction, that it is a light affliction. That, Lord, I don't blow this thing out of proportion. I know it's the thing that is making me despair of my own life. But, Lord, let me not count this life precious. It's the life that You've already given me. Grow it up in You. And let me be a full overcomer in God in Christ Jesus. That's what we're living for by the grace of God. The moment that the trump is going to sound, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here for one second longer. I don't want to linger apart from Him. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with Him. But to see Him fully as His bride to be, the wife that has made herself ready, she calls out and she cries out, thy will be done. Lord, I don't know where I'm going. This is a strange land. But I'm learning by faith the better thing has taught me. Count it not strange. Think it not strange. Oh, this fiery trial that's coming. Praise be to God, I'm counting Him faithful. I'm counting Him worthy. Happy are ye when ye suffer for Christ's sake. Happy are ye. Oh Lord, You're writing another line in the book of faith in my life. Isn't that wonderful? And another line in that wonderful faith. And praise God, He is the author and finisher of my faith. But I do want the last word written there, finished with joy. Oh God, let joy sparkle in our eyes this morning. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll close it up. Now notice here. This ever abounding grace was not just in Abraham. It wasn't just in Sarah. But this is marvelous, abundant, abounding grace. And it was even in that little boy, Isaac, too. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, the children. In Genesis 22:8, it says that Isaac there, he trusted his daddy. He trusted the Lord in his daddy is what he trusted. As they went up to the mount, remember? Okay. He trusted his daddy that God or the Lord would provide the lamb. And it says, and they went together. They went together. It wasn't a fight. He obeyed. He trusted. He trusted in the Lord and his dad. That was a wonderful testimony. God must have been fully present in Brother Abraham for his son to look at his dad and say, Dad, I'm not going to look at the circumstance. I'm not going to look at what's going on. I'm going to look to God and I'm going to look to God with you. And they went together. And praise be to God, parents, could there be anything greater in our lives than we could say as a family, though he slay me, will I trust him. Come on. Though he slay me, will I trust him. As a family to be able to say that. And he can bring this. And brothers and sisters, we are so blessed that that's going on in this meeting right now. God's not going to spare us from that. That was the greatest thing in Abram's life, to get to the point in his life where he could trust God with the promises that he gave. The greatest promise, the jewel in his life, the continuing of that seed that was going to be multiplied through dear Sarah. He trusted God enough to say, Lord, if it be thy will, thou art able. I'm going to give you this son because he's yours anyways. This is your promise. And you're able to raise him up again. Do you realize, brothers and sisters, we can believe God like that? We can. And you know why? Grace. Grace. It's just grace. I see grace. I see brothers and sisters in Christ receiving grace right now. It's awesome. It's grace. It's grace. It's not our faith, brothers and sisters. It's not our believing. It's not our efforts. It's grace. Don't ever forget it. It's grace. It's the headwaters of it all. It's where it all is. And today, I do thank you, mothers. I'm thankful for the mamas here today. I thank God for you. And I thank God for godly mothers. And I encourage you this day, put your confidence in Him like never before. As you've placed your confidence in Him for your family through the years, praise the Lord. But I am not to look back. I'm forgetting those things which are behind. He's taken care of all those trophies. Thank God for all the failures. He can't remember them anymore. And I'm pressing on. There's a mark for the prize. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And mamas, keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. It's going to be so worth it all. And I believe the grace that's just abounded in this meeting, you're seeing the evidence of it. You're seeing the evidence of it. Every one of these godly moms, by the grace of God, is seeing the evidence of it. Maybe not here, but in the Word of God and His promises, that He's going to bless my home. And He's never going to stop blessing your home. Grace. It raises up godly moms. It produces godly daddies. And it even nurtures up proper child. A proper child. A godly child. A child that will remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Can you imagine that? Grace. We didn't deserve it. But that's just what grace is. Completely flat out. Unmerited. undeserved, freely given favor and love. And you've got it. And you've got it to the greatest extent that it's ever been given. Because brothers and sisters, we are living in the time of the first trump. And it could yet blow today. And it's grace. Let's pray. Praise you. Praise you. Let's just stand and worship Him. Thank you, God. Praise your name, dear Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Lord, let us receive. Thank you. Now, Lord, we're so thankful again and again and time after time that You visit us. So magnificent is Thy way. Now, Lord, this grace that is bestowed, it's thick. It's thick this morning. We're so grateful. Lord, searching deep. Lord, it's in our hearts to see the simplicity that's in Your Word. God, as we come out of here today, if we received only one thing, is that You freely give us all things. You're freely given us everything, Lord Jesus. It's just there for us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. People thinking here, well, how am I going to live for Jesus? How am I going to turn my life over to God? Lord, just let us see the grace that's so freely given, and we'll be attracted like never before to the very freely given love of God. That's it, Lord Jesus. Grace causes knees to bow this morning. As we have an altar call today, God. Lord, let knees just come and freely bow by grace this morning. They don't know what to pray for. Thank You, Jesus, for the grace of God. It'll turn it on, as brother said. Light it up, God, and it'll be lit up. Now, Lord, we're thankful again for Your simplicity of truth and grace and love so freely for every life here today. Help us not to pass another moment by, but to come and to receive so freely of You the mercy and grace, because we are a needy people. And in that we say thank You, thank You, thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.